The Honest Wargamer, an honest and independent show run by gamers for gamers. We bring you the latest in critical meta discussions, zany list tech, and deep dive discussions about the hobby as a whole. We are supported by our fantastic patrons and Twitch subscribers. If you'd like to support us and join the team, that would be awesome. Don't forget all you hydro homies, stay hydrated. Now get yourself comfy. Rob is now here for today's episode of Stream Streak.
Welcome to the Show Gamer. I'm your host, Rob. Oh, it's the first time I've heard a voice say. welcome to the show! Hello, everyone. What up? I see a whole bunch of legends in the chat. Tim King Tristan, Angle, Dark Design. Morning, sir. How are you? Chin Chin. Yes, Dave Chin. Hope you're well. Intern Matt. Miss you too, buddy. .com. You gorgeous man. I am going to paint today. .com. Don't you fucking start with me. Ben Boyd. Good morning from Chicago. Let's go, Chicago. Inferno Storms. What's up, Professor Moore? Hope you're well. Thanks, everyone, for joining us live today on Stream Streak 258. I'm pretty certain. 269 is going to be the 14th of December, so put that in your diaries, Gmail accounts, Google diaries, whatever that might be. Hello to Deadwoods and Scott B. Hope you're well. I'm going to do some painting while I chat to you guys today. Which will be nice. It's always nice. After a couple of days of having guests, it's kind of nice to just hang out with you guys, if I'm honest, and then just, like, shoot the shit. It's kind of become my, like, routine and pattern. So I'm very much looking forward to today. Thanks to everyone on the Honest Wargamer Patreon. I honestly couldn't thank you enough. I got two new Patreons yesterday. I can't thank you both enough for joining the team. And, of course, thank you to everyone who listens to the podcast. Please do stay hydrated. What's going on? Yeah, day 298765. We're still at war with Eurasia. It's a dark fucking time. I write it on the back of my hand. No fancy tech here. That works. Sorry again. What's up, you babe? Yeah, 258. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, like, I stopped tracking it because I thought it wouldn't be really good for, like, you know, like the YouTube videos or even the podcast, just be like 258, 259. I thought that would kind of, like, get at people. So instead, I tried to make it, like, a subject. So it's just like, oh, I'll listen to Rob Ramblings. That'll be something maybe I'll listen to. Or like the 40K Jason show, you know, instead of it just being Stream Streak, then whatever the subject. Because some of the shows have quite rightly turned into their own thing, which is fucking awesome. So you might as well just fucking leave them where they are. Do you know what I mean? A lot of swearing. So sorry. I haven't spoken to the human being today, so. still over 100 before you can consider arrest. So I want you guys to know that I am 100% committed to the 365 now. Like, there's not a single thing that's stopping me from hitting the 100, the year mark with you blokes and ladies of the net. We're doing it. Because it's not even that far away. It's 3 months. Like, it's March. It's going to be a super easy play to get there. We've got Christmas coming up, which is going to be super fun. Let's have that. Yeah, that's going to be a laugh. We get Christmas Day together, Boxing Day. We get New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We can have a great time. So I'm very much looking forward to all of these, if that helps. Henry Steele being in the chat, can I ask a question? Does anyone, when using metal paints, do you use like a shitty old brush because the pigment fucks your brush up? Or do you use your fancy brushes that you use for other more fancy things? Vaccine is here. But even if the vaccine comes, all pro the votee, the vaccine, I'm like, roll up my arm. Give me two. Yeah, one of my balls, one of my arm. Let's do it. right, I'm all into that. We are in lockdown in the UK. We're in like limited lockdown now as well. Just use a normal brush. Okay, fancy ones. Just lots of cleaning and a master's brush soap. I'm just going to use a shit brush, I reckon. You need two doses anyway, Rob. Do you? For the vaccine. Anyway, I'm going to get two doses because I can't wait to see you blokes. So I'm going to be vaccinated. Oh! But even if the vaccine comes, and even if lockdown, like, gets completely lifted, and you can do whatever the fuck you want, and, like, everything's over, we're still doing the year now. Like, it'll be that time we did a year together during the global pandemic, and I'm super into that. I think that'll be pretty cool. I don't know what you guys think. Oh, I've got scared the crap out of me. I got a phone call off John Scrivens. One second, I think he wants to join me for the show. Hold on. Hi, John. How are you? Hold on. Let me just...
Cold.
Let me give you a name. There's John Scrivens, everyone. Joined us for the show. John Scrivens. There we go. Your name
is Crusade of Al.
But I was just, have you done with, what have you done with Advent, Rob? What's that? What? What's he
so
mean?
Have you got an Advent calendar, I'm guessing?
No. I don't have an Advent calendar. Although,
do you have a
flat,
jam calendar?
No, that would be awesome. However, my new flat is on like the third floor of a building in the middle of a city centre. And quite hilariously, the other night, I was asleep, slumbering, dreaming of jam. And I woke up to men putting up Christmas lights at, like, aww, you know how in city centres they drape them across the street?
Yeah.
Yeah, but so the guy just looked in through my window and I was like, all right. And he like gave me the fucking bloke wave. And then the lights turned on last night. And it's like, so now like I don't really need a Christmas tree. So I've just got glowing Christmas lights in my front room, which is awesome looking. Anyway, hey, John, how are you? Well,
I'm good. I'm a little cold because I've just been out in town because apparently I'm allowed to like actually see people now. So I sat outside a coffee shop, freezing my face off.
What, you sat outside?
Yeah, because I can congregate with up to six people in the tier I'm in.
Oh, you're in tier two?
I'm in tier two.
Oh, my God.
Because we're below the Watford gap, so we're apparently allowed a little bit more freedom because the virus won't get us as much.
John, you look like a frost giant, Owen says, and I do agree. You've got a blue tinge to you.
I know. I don't know what that is.
What is that?
Skype doesn't like my camera at the best of times.
Is it your winter look? John, do you reckon we should do a Christmas overlay for the Christmas stream?
Have snow in the background instead of all the squares.
Where do I live? I live in a flat above a Chinese restaurant in the middle of Nottingham, which narrows it down for those stalkers who want to murder me in my sleep, but doesn't get you close enough that you can necessarily kill me, and you might kill an innocent instead.
Well, just ask me for the postcode and I will tell you exactly where.
I don't have a postcode, that's the best bit. Anyway. it's your monitor, apparently, John. Okay, well, it's nice to see you, John. I'm glad you're well. I'm mainly just talking to the Twitch chat today, John, while I'm painting up my mephitic blight haulers. Because I don't know if I've got loads. If anyone's got any questions, please do let me know or ask me some questions. I've got something that's come up recently, John. I don't know if anyone has seen this, but there's a growing trend. This is going to be my pitch to the Twitch chat for our topic of conversation today and for the title. There's a growing trend of very famous YouTubers getting into Warhammer, or maybe they were previously into Warhammer, but now they're jumping into the Warhammer content creation pile. Yeah,
well, it is easy.
Question, can you do more Blood Bowl content? If I play Blood Bowl, then I could, but I don't play, so I can't do it. Is as simple as that. You could just go listen to Mike. He's got his Twitch channel and he's obviously brilliant, isn't he?
He is. He's fantastic. It's got me each time he's on the show, I'm like, cool. I promised myself I wouldn't get distracted again, but here we are again. I've got those wood elves out and I'm gonna paint them.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. You're going to play for 2 weeks, John, and you're going to love it.
It's the problem is, I think in the current climate, Blood Bowl is something that I'd want to do quite socially, and I can't. So it kind of puts me off a little bit.
Okay, fair point. Get to the chopper. Thanks for subscribing, baby. Question, have I seen the Morty statline leak, Rob? Oh, yeah, I have.
That T8 guy. Oof.
Toughness 8. And why is that important? It's Toughness 8. Previously was Toughness 7. Because the rumor is that Death Guard are getting, instead of Disgusting Resilience, they're getting a army-wide -1 to wound as their buff. Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Which means you're pretty much always wounding Morty on 5s. Yeah. Which is just the best. I'm there for it. So, yeah, I've seen that. It looks really fun. He also has, like, 7 attacks and some good shit. So that's really exciting. What about more Marvel Crisis Protocol since you bought the game? Well, Wargaming Dad, like, and everyone, I would like to play a whole bunch of games, but being not in a support bubble or in a Warhammer household, obviously that would be the best. I'm not legally allowed to hang out with anyone. You know, because most of the people I know, like Nick, he lives with someone, Tom lives with someone, John lives with someone, Nathan lives with someone, so everyone lives with someone, so they're already in bubbles that they can't legally contact me, so I haven't been able to, like, do any product gaming, really. So the idea of setting up a new game is, like, fucking a yard away. Like, that's a long throw away from everything else, ultimately. But I would like to play Marvel's Crisis Protocol, probably. Maybe I'd like to play it more if the franchise was something I was more interested in. John, you're quite interested in the franchise.
Yeah.
It's not something you want to play.
Well, I've got the starter set. I just need to actually paint the thing. And that's always the challenge I find. Is like, if I can paint it and find someone else that wants to play it, I'm sorted. But again, it's another one that I think, unless you're in a bubble with someone at the moment, there's no motivation to kind of go, right, I'm going to give this a go. Because I'm a player. It's like, I want to play the game. Sitting there and getting all the stuff and reading the rules doesn't mean anything to me. I need to play it. And that's how I absorb it all.
Yeah, the learner that's in you. That's why I'm like, that's why I'm pushing so hard over the next, like, because I'm pretty certain, because Nottingham being in tier 3 means that really you can't do anything.
Nope.
Like, so I'm gonna do all the terrain and the venue for the Super Series Arena. Yeah, so we can hold events one day, you know, with vaccine rolling out and all that other stuff. So that's on my list, and then the rest of my time just make as fucking many armies as possible playable. So as soon as like lockdown's over, I'm gonna be like, cool, I can go to any event, like I've got like 3 or 4 armies to play, I'm ready to rock. Let's go. So I'm like super into that as well. I don't know if you guys saw in Discord yesterday, I put up a link of my marine army, which I like boshed out in like a week and a half. So like 30 intercessors, some characters, a captain, 20 hellblasters, 10 inceptors, but with bolters, sadly.
They're all right.
Yeah. But I got them done, so that's like an army. It's not a particularly good army, but it's a good base to an army, right?
Exactly. So it's a solid core that then you can kind of go, right, I want to add this role into the army and then get that stuff eventually.
Yeah. Like, that's the key part. And now I'm just going to bang out my Death Guard. I've got all my Blight Haulers to do. The excitement of the new Codex coming up is super fun. Anyway, John, right?
Yes.
This is the point I was trying to make, sorry. Have you seen the trend? So Twitch chat, we're going to go on a bit of a journey now with this story. Have you seen the trend with the Pokemon card YouTube bubble? Has anyone else seen that bubble going on at the minute?
Suddenly a load of people dug out their Pokemon cards. The price of old Pokemon cards has skyrocketed because there's now an interest in it, whilst there hadn't been for a long time. But it's specifically the retro side of it, isn't it? So
Ben Boyd really wants me to read out that he accidentally kicked a dog at your Jerusalem in Nottingham 2 years ago, but I can't believe my mum was there. There we go. He set me up with a punchline and I kicked it. can we talk about the new Total War Warhammer DLC? There's a freed orc slave called Sportacus.
Isn't Sportacus the guy from Lazy Town?
I'm Sportacus.
Oh jeez.
Anyway, to get back to the story, I'm going to try and say on this thread, yeah, old original unopened Pokemon cards are worth, and most importantly, potentially worth tens of thousands of pounds / dollars / dollary do / Nazi gold, you know, for the giants in Antarctica, right? And there's been a bit. That's true. There's been a big trend in the YouTube community. So like big YouTubers who basically just have a following, whatever they do, you know, like, you know, dress up as Pikachu and jump on a bed of nails or whatever the fuck like YouTubers do. Like, also secret thing, I'm super into like beauty guru YouTube, John, and the drama they have. Oh my god.
Oh, there's a guy that Scrivelet watches, where he's literally just watching a video of someone fucking up their hair, and it's just like,
you mean James
this
Charles?
Is riveting.
James Charles.
I don't know.
What a
bitch. I don't
know
his name.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. What he did to Tatty, I could get into all day. If you, by the way, if you guys want to like score some points with the missus, just be like, James Charles is a dick, but I'm not sure about Tatty either. You'll just get 10 points for that. anyway, so the trend is that a bunch of YouTubers already have tons of money. So they're millionaires in their own right. And they have, and obviously the way that they produce money is they spend money to produce outrageous content, whether that be buying a PS5 and like grinding it up or whatever the fuck they do, because they're all morons, right? Right. I came here for your relationship advice, Rob. You're right. I should never give relationship advice.
Yes, 100%. From From my own personal experiences of Rob's relationships, I would say don't ever listen to him.
I hope no one's listening at home. That's all I've got to say about this. Right, anyway. Yeah, Mr. Beast made over $97 million pre-tax last year. Right, so I can confirm. Intern Matt, that was not my fault. That's Communist China's fault, you're single. Yeah, not my fault. Anyway. that's such a dark in-joke there. So the point is, they spend money to produce content. I'm sure you know that, John. I'm sure everyone kind of knows that. Although, to the amount they spend is outrageous, right? To produce more content. Like, it becomes like a cycle, right? They have more money, so they spend more money on more outrageous things, so they get more viewers, so it just kind of explodes. Anyway, a whole bunch of, YouTubers have seen, the growth and massive spike, obviously, in tabletop wargaming, and have started to spend money to enter into that, right? In the same kind of process, you're like, I spent $50,000 on Pokemon cards. You know, the conversation is now like, I've spent $10,000 on Warhammer to enter into the Warhammer scene. So, my kind of point or question, I guess, to the Twitch chat and to you, John, and everyone listening at home is, how do we feel, about that? Obviously, new people in the hobby is great. I'm going to put that flag in the ground. New people in the hobby is great. But we've spent a long time developing, I think, a culture. A good example would be getting your rules well. Knowing your rules well, developing your rules. We've gone through, with 40K and Age of Sigmar, we've gone through a whole set of, fucking gates, right? There's nudge gate, and there was you can't deploy your unit gate at LVO, and fucking terrain gate at LGP. Do you know what I mean? We've gone through a list of social things, yeah, right? That we've all worked through together as a community, and we've all shouted at each other, and we've all pushed each other, but we've progressively, in my opinion, improved the community and also our social contract as a group, which I think is good, yeah. Now, it's always exciting to get new people in, but what do you, John, what are your thoughts right now? What do you think about hearing about this stuff?
I think it's always a positive getting people into the hobby, but it's how they're introduced to the hobby. It's if they're set up with this expectation of it being this thing where you go in and there isn't the social contract to it, and they literally just come in and want a dick kick with the new hot shit list, and that's it, they're going to have a very boring time very quickly and fall out of love with it. So it's kind of that balance, I think, of being able to have it as a sustainable hobby for those people. Because I like people getting into it, but I don't want it to be this whole flash in the pan where a load of people spend a load of money, Games Workshop get all that money, think they're doing perfect, and it's not quite right.
Well, so that's what a bubble is, right?
Oh, totally. That happened with Pokemon, for Pokemon Go, for example. Everyone went mad for the cards, and then kids grew out of it because they're kids.
Yeah, so yeah, one of the points I wanted to try and make, moving on, but there's some really good points being made in the chat, so I'll read them in a second, is that obviously, the concept of it being a bubble is, you guys may have heard of the term carpetbaggers, or fire sales, big shout out to Chris Seaton for subscribing, and also just generally being in the chat, that's great that he's here. The idea that, someone comes into a town, or in this version, it's our town, yeah, buys up a load of stuff, fucking ruins it, and then fucks off onto the next project, which is pretty much I imagine how Pokemon trading card community currently kind of feels. Previously the Pokemon trading, you said, the numbers have ramped up significantly, yeah, on Pokemon cards. They've become very, very expensive, because there's been a bunch of this. Now it's also good because you drag a load of new people into the hobby, which is really, really excellent. However, if you drag a load of new people into the hobby and then you give them a bad exposure or a bad version of what the hobby could be, I feel that that's not a positive. But let me read what it says in the chat. I think it's positive as long as we don't gatekeep. Yes, Meatballs, I agree with you absolutely. And that's the thing I'm not trying to do today. I'm trying to have a conversation with the people who I respect and love, which is the Twitch chat, John, all you guys, and just have a chat, because I'm sure there's people in the Pokemon community. I'm sure there's a guy, I don't know fucking what his name is, who just opens Pokemon cards and he's so excited. No idea. For some reason had that in the background once when I was painting a few months ago, and it blew my mind how excited he was. He was just he just loved it, and it was brilliant. So that guy must have had a conversation about this as well, whether it be online or in a private group or whatever the fuck it was. So it's just the same conversation I'm trying to have, really. I would assume these folk will soon move on to the next shiny thing, but will likely leave behind some of their audience who become actual Warhammer boys and girls. Scott B, good point, and that's 100%. What I'm really hoping. That's what I'm hoping for.
It's that level of like, even if say 10% of this big influx of people sticks around, great. That's a positive for the hobby, right?
It is. But Angle makes a point here. I just hope it does get big. It doesn't get so big that they don't just parrot memes while they do it and unwittingly spread misinformation. For example. Yeah. Like, that makes loads of sense. I honestly don't care. It's a dark design. I'll never interact with these people in the hobby in any way. I won't even see what they do. And I won't even know who they are. That's fine. So, YouTubers... or is that better described? Are YouTubers just Sinesh cultists? Good point, Freaks and Deeks. Potentially. more exposure. The Pokemon Go do not have cards, John.
No, but it was the whole situation where people got into Pokemon Go and then as an adjacent thing, got into Pokemon as a whole, and then the cards went from being a thing that no one really bothered with to suddenly it was the big thing. Like volumes of the stuff, like you'd sell a box in like a day in a toy shop or even a comic shop. So, but that was 3 years ago as a good example, and that's fizzled right down now. It took 2 years for it to finally wind back down again. Yep. So if that happens for Games Workshop and Warhammer stuff, well, they could see an even bigger peak for it. So
there's a whole bunch of like versions of this, like as pointed out by Yes Meatballs. Obviously, you had like things like Dawn of War and obviously Total War as well. I'm pretty certain there would have been some straight conversion from Total War over into like actual like model sales. I'm sure that would have been a thing, like absolutely. So like that's exciting that's the thing. I like more people in the hobby is brilliant. We all like that, yeah, like we all do. So there's no negatives intended in by this conversation. It's more just conversation about like the vocality of it. Like a good example would be Tabletop Tactics guys, right? Yeah, let's look at those guys. They have been super on the ball and super like pushing for making sure that people are COVID safe and COVID aware. They've done videos on it. They've shown how they've tried to show like showcase it. Let's look at Val and Pete, you know, the Games Workshop shills, right? They
those guys,
but they've done an amazing job. Like they haven't talked or commentated on some events because they weren't COVID safe and they weren't trying to help the community around them. And I think that's a positive as well. Like the people who are leading from the front and having good and healthy conversations. I guess the problem is if there's another megaphone in the room shouting other nonsense and everyone's like, that's not cool, bro. Like a good
just kill the characters.
Oh, Gorkamorka, Pay Money Wobby is the best. I started watching Pay Money Wobby recently. He makes me laugh. It concerns me a little to see I spent $10,000 on Warhammer videos cut. It perpetuates the idea that Warhammer is massively expensive, unapproachable hobby. It's pricey, sure, but there are always ways around that. I agree with that, absolutely. Hey, Datcom, what's going on? A couple of friends of mine came to AOS after playing Total War. Yeah, I've heard that a lot. I never collected any Warhammer, but I love Total War. Yes.
Because you have a lot of people that even if they're hobby curious will often go, yeah, as a kid I never got into it, I love those Dawn of War games, and that's always that's the little thread that you can pull on as a person selling the wares as well, that you just go, well, there you go, that's your way in.
Everyone, I think Restream Bot, by the way, has murdered it because it keeps reposting YouTube stuff, so apologies. I'll take her out of the back and shoot her in the head in a moment.
Yeah, because they're not appearing in YouTube. I have checked, so it's definitely the bot being interesting. It's gained sentience.
I just think lockdown's made YouTube and other social media exposed as a wargaming dad. All right, fair enough. Like, I just think it was an interesting conversation to have. I saw it pop up a few times. You know, one of those conversations is being had that, like... the attention to detail that you necessarily do, like we've talked about this on the show before, and we've been critical of like YouTubers like who don't necessarily get all their rules out. For instance, like the other week when I didn't fucking play my rule right at that TTS event, like I asked Owen to like fucking disqualify me basically, and then I came on the show to talk about it. Like it's super important to our community that when rules are played at a tournament, they're played well and they're played right. Like that's like a super valuable like thing that we all kind of like expect from each other. So when that doesn't happen, I think like, that's something that should be talked about. And, like, you know, Warhammer's, like, unfortunately, on the tabletop is fairly serious. If you're trying to take it, if you're taking it seriously at a tournament level. If you're not, if you're just having to mess around with your mates, like, what the fuck does it matter? Does it matter at all? Like, doesn't. Anyway. Yeah. Who even watches on YouTube, lol, says Cass. Joe in the chat just really, really wants us to A, drink water, and also be into competitive water drinking. That's the thing, I think. Are you got any other thoughts on this, John?
Not really. I think it's one of those interesting situations where a lot of people, if they're very proud of their hobby, will also be quite defensive of their hobby. So you'll get that instant kind of kickback as well. If people see this new person getting into it, and more importantly, if it's someone that's not in the demographic that they expect. So if you have a female YouTuber pop up saying, I'm really into this Warhammer stuff, it looks really cool. A lot of people's knee-jerk reaction is, no, it's ours, stay away. And it's just like, oh, come on, guys. Is that really what we should be doing? And I think that's honestly what I quite often see, kind of a bit of a mixture on that. And it's that horrible thing that people don't want things to change, but at the same time, more people are positive. Go okay. Over it.
Well, I think there's some valid concerns, I think, is the best one. And discussed as a community means they can be approached with and dealt as a community, I think, is the right frame of mind, right?
Exactly.
You know, there's ultimately, like, this year it feels has been, like, maybe this is the case. This feels like it's been a lot more, like, there's been a lot more vocal kind of, like, things that have occurred online. But I would argue that a lot of that's happened online because everyone's finally been at home to, like, interact and deal with these things online. So you've ended up with, you know, a whole bunch of stuff which kind of people half approached. So I think that's fascinating, personally. That, you know, I mean, look at this. We talk all the time on here and have a chat. The Gitly Gaming guy seems like a lad. That Gitly guy is great. I've seen a lot of that Nerd Alert nonsense, says MJP, because similarly, there are loads of encouraging legends out there too, just less vocally. I think there's loads of, like, great people out there. And again, more people in the hobby is not something I'm in any way upset about. I think the idea that it might be a bubble is quite scary. Especially, like, John, if we take into account right now, the Games Workshop production setup is fucked.
Yeah? That's not the word for it, Rob.
Well, do you want to explain what's going on there?
Like, so they've got bottleneck for actually reproducing stuff. It means that internationally, because there's limits on how quickly things can get out, it's exacerbated by that as well. So, like, Australia only has one entrance port at the moment. So if they are sending stuff, it's getting there a lot slower. Let's put it this way. I've never been able to order Primaris Tech Marines in my shop.
Okay, and you're like never been not even stop. Far from Nottingham.
No. So it's just, there's issues. And I think if they need any more issues, it's not for being able to fulfill stuff. At the moment, they can't stock what they're already needing to stock. Like, BattleBox is sold out to people like me within 24 hours. We were all expecting it, so we all planned for it. Mm-hmm. But they could have sold twice as many just by planning, maybe. I don't know.
Well, but what I'm trying to say is the concept of a bubble, you know, like, I'm pretty certain someone was telling me, now this might not be the case, but someone I know couldn't in America pick up an Ironclad for love nor money for a few months at least.
Yeah.
So a Carriage on Overlord's Ironclad. You know, and that kind of made me like, and I remember last year, was it last year? No, that's last year. So I am talking about current, like, stocking issues as opposed to long-term stocking issues. But last year, like, you couldn't get racks for love nor money in America either, I don't think.
They were selling out here to the point where people would check game Warhammer World each week, and as soon as they restocked it in there, they were gone within minutes. It was an international problem that even hit over here for the racks.
Yeah. So, and that's why we've seen a bunch of, like, problems occur this year. We've seen scalping, which all of us agree is bad news bears. Yeah, and even if it's not scalping, right? Like, we're all pretty big, like, fanatics. You know, the Indomitus box comes out. It's like, well, I'm going to get two of those because I want two lots of the Marine stuff, and I'll just sell the Necron stuff. That's not even scalping. That's just, like, you as a consumer buying what you want, and then, like, you know, making it make sense for yourself.
Exactly.
But so the production being an issue. So new people, or specifically a fucking crescendo of new people. Yeah. Could tip over what is already a fuck system.
Which you makes can't me laugh. Buy the recruit edition, so their core introduction set is out of stock this week.
Really?
So I can't buy £32.50 starter set that I would be selling to people
over Christmas
this week. Luckily, I imagine they'll fix that. But it's like, it seems to be every issue they have then continues the next one. So the Indomitus issue, they then spent, from what I hear, 2 weeks just producing Indomitus, which means that 2 week period, they've not done any production on other stuff. So that's adding to the backlog. And then Blood Bowl, they're doing made to order for January. So even if that's only a couple of days of production, that's then adding to that again. So it's only going to get worse, as far as I can see.
It's also just because, like Boarding Out Jack Manchild says, isn't it cheaper to just buy that box than actually buy Necron Warriors?
Yes. So a classic example, if you want to buy Outriders even, you can buy out like one of the starter sets, sell the Necrons out of it for literally half the price of that box, and it's cheaper than buying just the Outriders on its own.
That's amazing.
It does mean you need to find someone that wants some of it, but even still, it's such a hard proposition.
Hazy game, what up? Dan, I can't get a hold of the new Blood Surf set to make my Lumineth list. It's bullshit. Yeah, I saw people buy like 8 boxes of that, which was, again,
Black
because they
Friday, it was going for silly money as well. People were selling them for half off. So
yeah,
people
half
were just
off.
Going, here you go, I'm going to buy 6 of these. And I'm like, why? Why do you need that many sharks?
Well, I mean,
I'm looking at you, Dan, from Blooming Bucks War Games Collective. He's got a shark army now.
Yeah, but that's what you get. That you need that many if you're going to make a shark army. That's what I was going to say. Like, that's how it works. Hey, Razor Wolf. Hey, Ziggy, what up, baby? I just ordered the new Primaris tank last weekend, and the shop only got allocated 2. In turn, Matt, I went to my local game store. But again, at the end of the day, this is a Games Workshop issue to get some Space Marine Death Guard heroes, but instead of being sent a box of all 6 blind boxes, they only just had 2 Marines.
So that's a classic example. They went on order that week, they sold out.
Yeah.
They've not restocked them because obviously they've not anticipated that everyone would want the 6 unique sculpts for their army several weeks before their new book was dropping. So it's not like there was a hype for new Death Guard models.
No.
And they're still out of stock. Every week I've been trying to reorder them.
No joy. Well, yeah. That makes me laugh. Anyway,
added to that, there's a really funny one. So, if, you know, the Games Workshop's new thing for their retailers, having a unique model if you go to one of the Games Workshop shops.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, it was just a Witch Elf. This month, it's a Death Guard model. It's
a
new Death Guard guy. Yeah. But you have to go to a Games Workshop shop. So they're trying to just get the direct sales again.
Ooh,
which
shit.
Historically was a thing they did from my
being a super spreader.
Yeah. And it's just like getting everyone to go into their shops and not necessarily the people that have helped sort of support them as kind of industrious third parties. It feels very kind of, I don't know. I don't feel very happy about that.
Well, okay, so let's unpack this a little bit, because number one, like the comment about the YouTube, well, the conversation about the YouTubers and whatever that is, I'll let that like hang, and if anyone has any thoughts, like please leave us some messages in the comments, or you know, like drop us a line somewhere online. I think it's a valuable one to have. I don't think there's a problem, and I don't think there's an answer. I just think it's a cool conversation anyway. And then the one about stocking issues, like and that I hadn't really planned on. That being overly a part of that conversation, so I'm really not trying to conflate the two. Issues its own thing,
they're linked potentially just purely through just the nature of both of the things, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so. For me, like I guess buying anything new, hasn't really been like a thought recently. I guess, but I guess we're all now, ladies and gentlemen of the Twitch chat, YouTube chat, or wherever else you might watch it from. We're all now, I don't know, do you follow the Reddit Wall Street Beats, John?
No, I stay away from Reddit. It's like 4chan, it's things that just make me sad.
Really?
You can
curate your own Reddit so that you do like /r/ and like dogs and puppies and cats, so all you'll ever see is good news. And you can have your own personal Reddit that's just full of beautiful things, joyous moments.
I've got the Honest Wargamer Discord for an echo chamber of joy. That's all I need.
Okay. Okay. Their shops are very compliant, shouldn't be spray cases at all. When I go to Aberdeen now, it's 2-3 staff all the time, same world distant, and they grab the stock for these. It's not about the shops being compliant, it's about the people being compliant. But yes, meatballs, I agree, they're trying their hardest, right? I love Reddit, and I do exactly what Rob talks about. So you can just make Reddit like a little place of joy for yourself, John. Yeah, like it's beautiful. However,
I need more distractions.
Yeah, that's true. Scribble wields an iron fist. Yeah. So what's the what's the point I'm trying to make? Fuck, I got myself on this. What was I saying?
I don't know. You said about Reddit. I don't even know where it went. We were talking about the stocking issues, and then you were trying to move away from that. Because obviously I said about the exclusive model thing, and then you kind of started...
Wall Street Pete's.
That was it.
So, thanks, Datcom. Love you. Wall Street Pete's is basically an amateur group of people trying to become like stock market traders. Yeah. So I suggest Warhammer Beats, yeah, where we buy low, sell high, yeah, because if stock issues are going to be a thing, buy low, sell high. For instance, we know Drakari are coming out, John, yeah?
Stop it. I've already right? bought enough.
But buy all the Drakari now, yeah, get them out of stock, sell high. Street Beats, Warhammer Beats. Do you see what I'm saying, John? I'm not saying it's the way... Like, listen, some people are out of work at the moment, and I'm not saying you're going to get a big return on investment. By the way, the kind of joke... Is it Wall Street Bets? It might be yeah. that. Yeah.
Oh, man. I well, love it's the Beats from now my on. My favourite fictional band from the TV programme, Doug.
How could I not even read that right? Anyway. I'll tell you what. Fucking Restream Bot's broke as hell, isn't it, in the chat? Anyway.
I've tried to ban him, but I have to be the honest wargamer to ban him.
All right, okay. what's the... Oh, my God, it's just fucking broke. Good day, Cobbs. Hey, old mate Cobb. So, anyway, I'm not advocating for this because obviously that's tantamount to scalping, I guess. Is it?
It's also it's perpetuating the problem as well, because if you can go into a shop and just buy what you want, everyone's happy. If some dickhead's sat with their cupboard here full of all the stuff that everyone wants, they are the problem. So I'd argue I don't like that. That makes me annoyed a little bit.
How do you mean?
It's like all those people that went in and just bought as many Indomitus as they could. All they were doing was they were selling it because they could, buying it because they could. They didn't need to. If they didn't, there might not have been as much of a problem. I know that it's Games Workshop's problem for not having enough stock.
It is their problem. But I'm like...
We should not be making it worse.
John, I just want to... All right, okay, we're going to do it. I'm going to get bust out the shirt and tie. Yeah, we're going to do the fucking Warhammer Beat show. Yeah,
I miss Communist Rob. I don't like this capitalist Rob. Oh, let's just buy stuff because we want a puddle of money instead of everyone else.
No, I just want to do. I want to have all the graphics. I want all the graphics around me. I want to be like Drakari. Buy now, sell high. Like. I think it would be a good spoof, is what I'm trying to say, as a nice way of, instead of just being incredibly mean or critical about, because that, you know, instead of being like direct and on the nose, which you sometimes tend to be about the production issues, just be make a joke out of it, and maybe that criticism will hurt them and they'll do something more about it. Do you know what I mean, John? Anyone else think
that?
Yeah. It's okay, I'll get the missus to make it a communist again. It's time to seize the means of production. I mean, I'm not far from not giving, like from the shop we could. All right, okay. None of you seem to be into the idea of Warhammer Beats, so I won't. I promise
it's
I won't.
It's a nice idea, but it's one of those things that really does annoy me now, because there's people going, look at this, I've got all these spare ones, and there's people that actually just wanted one and they can't have one. That annoys me.
Investing Rob Coyce. I saw one at Incubi where the plastic ones were announced. Nice. Question, should Games Workshop give details of their release ahead of time in a larger window than 2-week cycle? I would say yes, but they pretty much as a business are built on the premise of snap purchases, right?
And I don't think that would be a solution. So Fantasy Flight Games, with the X-Wing stuff, would go, right, here's the next release that we're doing. And you'd have all six ships or whatever it was. And then all it meant that when those six ships came out, everyone would just rush and buy those six because they knew they'd run out. So all it was doing was just giving people a date to just focus on.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So if people aren't into the idea of us doing Warhammer Beats, what about Warhammer... I don't know what the word is. When you travel overseas with stuff in suitcases that you're not meant to have.
Mule.
Yeah. What about we set up the Honest War Game of Warhammer Mule system?
I'm not putting a fine cast up my bum. Not again.
No,
Jesus Christ. Oh, I could smuggle paint handles.
tell me you don't want to be part of, you don't want to be part of the coolest new smuggling gang to take part. How much money?
It's not about money, Rob. It's about hobby enjoyment and pleasure. Jeez,
I know it's not
about money with you.
No, because it's the economy's crashing, John. Yeah, we need a new job, and we all need to be smugglers now. Because this is what someone was saying in the chat. This is where it's come up here. Rob, do you know how much money you could make selling marauders fucking in Australia? They've been sold out for 6 months. Imagine how many marauders you could get up your bum. Clip that. I'll clip it right there. That's a fucking, that's a clip to put out online. Imagine that. John, can you answer the question now?
No, I don't want to.
Fine.
yes, money's not everything though.
Not marauders the team, although they are all gorgeous, especially Nige. I think the supply thing will get worse before it gets better, especially outside the UK. The ports are already messed up, and we've still got Brexit to hit. Exciting. What are there more efficient ways to smuggle than a prison pocket? Did not know they were called that, and that's dark. So, John, what would you, if you were going to try and smuggle Warhammer to another country to make cash? What would be your top pick?
Spice. I hear the spice is the good thing for us to smuggle.
Why are you so against this idea? Are you really triggered because you're a little toy shop man and you're like, no.
Because
no. All the boys
shit.
Allowed
to
all
make
their
even
toys.
More shit. My toys are
no one who's listening to the chat. No one who's listening to the chat is genuinely going to become a Warhammer smuggler and put marauders up their bum. Yeah, are you mental? Get part of the
Venom crawler right up there. I've never been more defiled.
Colonel Cabby says, I'm surprised they can't get marauders made in Australia. They could roll a double two and make a charge to Australia. That's true. Okay, fine. All right, none of you seem to give a shit. So if anyone's got any questions, then I'll take questions
sorry,
from now.
Rob.
It's fine. I just was trying to make it an entertaining time for us all.
Well, it was. That's why I was talking about putting them on my bum.
John, can you put 60 Liberators up your bum? Because that would really...
Oh, dude. Will It Blend as a YouTube channel? You could just do can I get this new Warhammer model up my bum? There you go.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a market for that.
That'll work. Yeah, Defilers. Aren't Defilers really good at the minute?
They're better.
They're sold out.
Yeah, well, everything is. It's like, cool, let's pick a... No, that's that stop.
Okay, I left the chat for 5 minutes. Is it valid? Henry Steele's the perfect person to become a Warhammer smuggler. Travels around the world, let's say post-COVID, yeah, but production's still an issue. He's like, hey, you guys want to book Coat of Paint to do painting tutorials? And then they go and loads of people turn up. But up his bum, several marauders, yeah, in the paint pots. Like, they're like fake paint pots with only a thin amount of paint on top. And underneath is like an individual marauder. Imagine how much he'd get. Fucking, that'd be so good. Yes, become. Wait, it's how he already does. Oh, my God. That's what Vince does when he travels around. Oh, my God.
That's why everyone in Australia really liked him.
Is that what the ETC is?
All right, but yeah.
Is the ETC and the WTC basically like when the narcos have like a meet-up? Are they all like wearing linen white suits and like drinking like like mojitos? I don't imagine the cartel drink mojitos. I just said that, so please don't laugh at me. anyway, does anyone have any questions? John, you don't seem to be into this, so I'm going to move on.
That's all right.
We can
agree to disagree, Rob.
You fucking fun sponge.
All right.
Today. Breaking my
sorry,
heart.
Rob. I'm just being honest to myself, and I think that's important, right?
Yeah, it is. All right, fair enough. I wonder if Hellions will improve.
I hope so, because they are such a cool concept that just sucks currently.
Why are they rubbish? Also, thank you to Snowman Wizard for subscribing. He says, this is now Rob's Netflix show pitch.
Oh, it'd be like Queen's Gambit mixed with Narcos, mixed with Warhammer. I'm in.
That would be the best. Anyway, Hellions can't get any worse. Yes, I am challenging the studio. I don't really know if Hellions...
They could be like Scourges.
So you're all on this Dark Eldar train now, so, John, Drukhari train,
no,
sorry.
No, I've just done my research. So, like anything, if I'm doing a project, I look, I read, I absorb as much information as I can so that I make some informed decisions. Because I when I got back into the hobby, I was that guy that just went, cool, I'll buy one of every kit because why wouldn't I? They just look cool. And I picked them based on them being cool looking and then put them on the table after I'd painted them and gone, shit, that was a waste of time.
And
I don't really want that, feels bad. So it's like I bought in 7th edition, I bought one mech gun. And the first game I put it on the table, my mate with his Necrons shot the crew, the gun's just gone. I was like, cool.
Well, so it sounds like the shit. I'm not bothered either way because A, I don't care about the unit, and B, I didn't know really that they existed beforehand because I assumed that they weren't in competitive play. So I'm fine with that.
It's nice to be able to. So I'm hoping that they'll do what they've done with a lot of the other books, where they kind of get the stuff that's kind of underperforming and bring it up.
Wait, is this how you feel every time I talk about the Forge or Mechanica stuff not having data sheets? Just completely empty inside.
No, with that, I'm like, yeah, it'd be nice, but at the same time, I for some reason, I just don't see them doing it now. Like, because they didn't put it into the Forge World book, it's like, cool, they're never going to do it, are they? So that giant, big, like, pregnancy test wand thing, gun laser that they've got, you're never going to see that on the tabletop again in 40K.
But you are going to see it in my cupboard, sad face.
Yes. It's going to look great.
It's great. It looks great. It's basically a sound laser. It makes it kills things with noise. Yeah.
In 7th edition, that thing was dog shit. I hated it. It was my thing of nightmares. It's like, oh look, I'll just take all these orcs off in the bucket.
I don't care about the Hellions in any way, shape, form, John. Mainly because I don't care about the Drakari. I am hype as shit about the Death Guard.
Yeah, I like this. So to me, the idea of them being more tough as the way of reflecting their resilience, I think, is a good solution. And if they're minus one to wound, seeing how it works with the only being able to wound on a 4 with the inner circle, it makes things survivable. It doesn't make them invincible, but it makes them a problem. And I think if that's their unit, their army's kind of thing, and it requires less dice rolling.
Well, yeah, but they're not. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. So Marines are toughness 5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Not Marines, sorry, Plain Marines are toughness 5. But toughness isn't their thing. Because you've now got, and they've got two wounds each, but now you have three wound heavy intercessors that are troops, that are also toughness 5 and can get 5 up in funds and all the other stuff as well. But they're cheaper, so I guess that's the thing as well. Darker Design, just talking about your Hellions a second, John, said, I got like 20 Hellions. I used them once. They charged one of the Grey Knight Inquisitor characters, dragged him away with a special gear thing. Then the Inquisitor butchered them in combat without taking a wound.
Yeah, it's that feel bad, it's that you can't even do something with them.
Is there something to finding like a true, like, what is it about like Hellions that attracts you? Like, is it
they
the narrative?
Look cool.
The models
look cool. It's a fucking Green Goblin hoverboard thing. It just looks ridiculous. That's classic like grimdark stupidity of just like, why not just not ride on a thing that looks like you're just gonna get shot straight off of it or trip?
Yeah,
it's silly. It's great.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess there's something to be said for that. I'd like Mega Knobs to be good, but
yes,
do you know what I mean? But they
just
aren't.
Need something because they is it toughness
like, plus
4?
They need like two more attacks at least, maybe 3. Yeah. Now, orcs, they should be like fucking butchering motherfuckers. Yeah,
and they've got they need if they don't have an invun, I think they should be given something like Ramshackle, because it's showing their armor's just like cool. If you're lucky, you're not going to just kill them with multi wound shots. That feels very orky. Just a way of reflecting it. It's like, that's my gut feeling at the moment.
So, Yes Meatballs makes a point. Yeah, Hellions are the core of Drakari battlestyle. Fast as fuck, deadly as fuck, fragile as fuck. They're missing the deadly part on the table.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Like, I love the idea of the drop down or like the charge and like you're like, you've got super output and then you just fall to pieces.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, almost like it's a one shot in some cases. I think that works.
They feel like they should be an alpha army. Almost that they just fly in as quickly as possible, hit you, but if they don't get you, you fold them.
Classic situation. Also, Dreadwoods and Pete, big shout out to Pete in the chat. Love you tons. Hope you're doing well. Minus one to wound on toughness 5 infantry will be ridiculously oppressive. The thing is the T5 thing we know is a fact. The minus one to wound is we don't know is a fact for the moment.
Yeah.
So, like, I agree with you. If that comes into fruition, they will have that survivability versus the Marines. But the Marines are already, like, but the Marines also have an additional wound on top. I would still prefer the minus one to wound, I'm pretty certain. But, like, if you look at them versus heavy intercessors, that's what I'll be judging them against when I finally see Plague Marines and what I can do with them in a book. I'll compare them to heavy intercessors, and I'll be like, what's the points equivalence, outputs equivalence, the survival equivalence between the two? Like, and I would like them to at least be on par, like, with survival. Or I'd like them to, so if they're, you would assume that output's going to be lower, but then you would hope that their survivability will be higher. Mm. To lean into the theme is what I'm saying. No?
They seem to be adding in other solutions as well. So, like, possessed being a thing that they can have with plague, because they gain plague weapons now, don't they? So they've got the plague knives.
Yes.
So there's plague, all those
plague,
reroll
plague, plague
there.
Weapons are reroll ones to wound. They're not, yeah. Like, unless, like, you've got, like, arch contaminate around, in which case it's reroll, yeah, all wounds in a bubble. So, like, you know, you can make them a lot better, yeah, but we'll see.
I feel like they're just kind of, it's always going to be the marine option's going to be slightly better, no matter what. I feel it's my gut feeling with this.
But it's not about better; it's about different, right? Like, yeah, like we talked about with the Hellions. Like everyone, no one in the chat is like, I really want Hellions to be toughness 5 with 5 wounds. No, no. Everyone's like, I want Hellions hit like a truck, and then I want them to die. It, like, that's why we do the rolls thing on the 40K show, which I'm so proud of with Nick and Tom.
Yeah.
Like, it's because really what we're doing is we're discussing the units is in their purpose, not in just, are they better, yeah, than the other thing. Like, it's their intent. And like, and I feel, yeah, like if the rules writers just wrote some units with more of that intent,
yeah,
they're like, you know,
having something to reflect what they do that then gives them that role. So at the moment, I can't see why I would take them over, say, just some jet bikes, which I still struggle with the idea of Reaver jet bikes. They're just, they're all right. But having something like a specific mechanic to that unit that makes them unique makes some sense, right? So like, a fire and fade style thing where you're just like, cool, if that's inherent on that unit, that gives them that purpose.
Oh, thanks to Crazy Horse for donating 6 gift subscriptions, man. That's lovely of you. Real Polygeek, Mr. Groaning, Warmerton, Crimsman Dan, Nitrobex, and Squeaky Chair, welcome to the team for the very first time, and get ready to me pronounce your name terribly for the rest of the time. And really, big love, Anthony. That's really sweet of you. You're an angel. Also means you get to use all our emoticons. Now, one of them you may see is a doggo called Jet on Twitch. That is our show host Nathan's doggo, whose bum we used to see every Monday, unfortunately, who died. unfortunately passed away. But he's immortalized forever as a teeny emoticon, which you can use. So if ever you wanted to express your feelings via a concept of a dog's bumhole, we have that emoticon for you. Yeah, yep. This has been a very bumhole-centered show, John.
Maybe that's the
depression. That's what's making you uncomfortable.
Yeah, maybe it's that. Maybe I'm sitting a bit uncomfortably as well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's my paint handle. God, I was wondering where that had gone. Jeez.
Honestly, my main problem with the current Jakari Codex is they're mostly cheap horde when they should be quite elite and punchy. I agree with that, absolutely. That's one of the things that they did incredibly well with the Lumineth Realm Lords. They are elite. And they are punchy. Like, they did that job well. Now, there's a good conversation about the Sentinels and how impressive that is, and I'm with you. But, like, they at least made it, like, very elite and very, very punchy. It's interesting to do with 40K, though, because there's a lot of variety in 40K. You'd really, you know, like, Stormbolt. Oh, Datcom, thanks for subbing again. In fucking team player all day. big love to you. Yeah, like, I think that they could do a better job. Some of these armies, right?
Yes. So, like, I'm hopeful, but I don't want to get my hopes up too much. So they'll still be playable, I'm sure, but seeing how they're kind of adjusting things, like the preview they did of the Incubi datasheet, gives me some hope, because they're adding at least some consistency to stuff.
Okay. Okay. All right, okay. So before we go, because it's getting towards that time, I just wondered if there was any questions from anyone in the chat. Any questions at all? John, you got any questions?
It's okay, you don't have to. What is your plan for your Death Guard? So based on, obviously, what you've already got and what you're painting, is there anything you're going to add to them or would like to add to them? So, like, obviously, things like Possessed, if you're going to throw them in, would you do a kit bash on them?
No. No, like, I'm pretty much a no old models dude nowadays. Like, it would take a lot for me to go back to some old models. I've painted up a Plague Surgeon. Datcom asked me a question about Streaking Grime. Again, in the Discord chat,
I put up a picture
of my Mephitic Blighthauler. So I used Streaking Grime for the first time, which is fun. I'm going to get some weathering powder as well. I've been watching some tutorials online. And that'll be a sweet ass. But really, I'm just going to, like, model-wise, I'm going to get a bunch of demon engines because they're super sweet. I've got 6 blight haulers because they're super cheap and they're the easy to build ones. So I've got 6 of those. I've got some plague marines, some lovely people gave me some plague marines. I've got Mortarion, thanks to a wonderful, wonderful fella on the show who sent me a Morty, but it was fully painted, so that's all done. So I'm probably just going to concentrate on the Marines and the special characters, and then build out from there. Like, I've got enough demon engines, well, I think, but really I'm just going to do the Marines, the Terminators, and then I'll add the demon element after, even if it at Codex drop seems like the strongest part. That's not really why I would play the army. I find it weird. Like, you know, we were talking about Blood Angels a couple of days ago. Like, well, I was talking with Pete yesterday. It would be super weird to play Blood Angels and then take loads of bikers. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying you can't, absolutely. If you want to run a bunch of Blood Angel bikers, it makes sense. But for me, in my head, like, if I'm going to play Blood Angels, like, maybe this is because I played a lot of Horus Heresy, like, back in the day. So, like, the Horus Heresy game, like, they always had special kits. Like, and you mainly just try and work out how you could stick as many of your special units in as possible. And, like, does that make sense? Instead of just, like, being...
It's like picking Dark Angels and not using Terminators or bikes. It's the purpose of the why you've got the army, right? It's, like, the unique thing to them. If you're not using them, why aren't you just playing vanilla Marines?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm trying to say. So with Death Guard, like, I could paint up the kind of the demon element of it as well, but I'm going to do the actual Death Guard part of it, I think, and then... I mean, it's not a massive model range either, really. No. You paint up
and
like...
most of it you can't get. Like, Poxwalkers are just easy to build guys where you've got 6 sculpts.
Yeah. And they're all over eBay for like £4. No one wants them.
Yeah.
Like, people are just like, I've got like Total Conquest. Does anyone want like 800 Poxwalkers? I'm like, me please. Like, so, you know, that's great. Could we have an episode of Daystream Force focused on War Crisis, Kelbar? Yeah, sure. I need to go find someone who... Let me write that down. Find someone who's,
I have someone, and I know James plays it.
James plays it a bit, but there's a difference between, like for instance, I've asked him before, but the Black Sun, wonderful man, Chris Tomlin, he runs, like, he's run War Cry events.
Oh, he ran the events, didn't he, in Cardiff?
Yeah, he runs amazing. Competitive events, so he would be probably my, like... unless anyone else, like, if anyone wants to contact me, with someone who's like you know, that's just in the UK, so maybe in France or Germany or Norway or America, someone who's like the Warcry guy, in which case drop me a message and we'll talk about it. What are the other questions? So yes we can. I'm just going to find someone who's good on it, if that's okay with everyone else. Would you expect a new book for an old army or an all new army coming first in 21? Depends which. Oh, for Age of Sigmar I expect the vampires. No, the Sinesh book. The Sinesh book is what I expect in 2021, because they've announced it. They've shown it, showcased it now, December. Yeah. I expect it either that to be January stuff.
January, that's normally they do that.
Christmas,
sort of
January.
Time,
yeah. What are John's beard grooming tips that Rob can implement? Interesting.
John? I comb it and I use beard oil, and then I trim it to shape it.
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you? Beard oil.
It's aloe vera beard oil, mate. That's actually not for that's actually more for the skin underneath the beard. It stops the flaking.
Oh my god! All right, okay, sure. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I wash with Imperial leather soap head to toe. That's my grooming.
Yeah,
I brush my teeth.
I know.
What? Mate, it's so easy. Like, whatever.
Is it though?
I got compliments on my skin recently. Actually, apparently it's smooth like a baby. So it's going to be the Hedonites book is what I expect.
Someone calling a man child, Rob, really.
Oh, damn it. That is what's happening. Nah, fuck, they got me. beard upgrades, Rob. Yeah, the next collectible coin is Sinesh. Is it? Okay.
Yeah, so they're doing those coins as well, which are just, I don't get the point.
What do you mean?
So just a coin. It's not even an objective marker sized coin. So I'm going to collect coins now.
What's,
next thing we're,
what are you,
they're
what are you
do,
talking about with
gonna,
the coins? What's this coin situation? What the so fuck are the coins?
So this monthly, here's a model for the release. If you go to a Games Workshop specific shop, they're also doing a coin. It's not objective sized. It's just a fucking coin. It's like, cool. We're now coin collectors. They're going to start doing stamps next year, I'm predicting. maybe some Tazos or Pogs.
You can tell it's an English company, can't you? Christ, yeah. The bike. Next thing, we'll be running events and enjoying ourselves running through fields of wheat. We're going to have the best time. Yeah.
It's just, it feels very much like, come on, guys.
Will there be a show for Rob's expectations for the upcoming Winter FAQ? Upcoming Winter FAQ. There will be. I'll organise that. That'll be a fun one to do. Winter FAQ. Don't forget, we're going to be doing some live streaming of a tournament this Sunday, so that's going to be really fun. Yeah.
Okay. I'm only going to watch Nathan's there because I love his commentary.
I'm only doing Nathan Law shows nowadays. It's all I'm ever doing. Wait, you need to spend a certain amount to get a coin,
quid. Or whatever the currency is, basically, for each of these purchases. It's just, it just feels very kind of desperate. I don't know. Come to us and spend at least £60 and then you can have some free stuff.
Or
you could just actually have the stuff in stock.
You could. I wouldn't do it. Obviously, just buy from third-party retailers. Like, just support your local gaming stores is all I can say at this point. Like, it's getting crunch time, I think, for a lot of businesses, like, around the world. And I know, selfishly, like, there's so many good causes before you even get into mercantile outlets, like coffee shops or, like, a fucking your friend's clothing line or even something like that with Wargamer. Like, and anyone who supported me through this incredibly tough time, like, I'm beyond humbled by. Like, I'm deeply grateful for. You know, your local gaming stores are hubs and community centers, which aren't only good for you, but they're good for the community, and they are going to be good for the next generation of gamers as well. You know, and that's effectively, just think of it as Warhammer grooming centers, and then just support them financially. Yeah?
Yes. So a lot of them are doing quite competitive. So there's a big one near to me called War Games Workshop in Milton Keynes. They're obviously having the challenging time that we're all having, but what they're doing is they're doing a big buy one get one free sale that says to me that they're having a bit of a rough time. So if anyone's local to them, hit them up, because they've got a great selection of stuff that they're just basically giving you stuff for free if you just support them, which just to me shows that it's more than crunch time. This is the difference between these places being there or not being there, and a lot of them rely on being a place where you go and you play at an event and then you buy stuff at the same time, and if they don't have that sort of trade, their business falls apart. And so we've got to support them, otherwise there won't be these places to play. So your places like Bad Moon Cafe, War Games Workshop, or the equivalencies are not going to be there this time next year if we don't try to support them. And they often do offer the good competitive pricing as well, so you don't need to worry about this whole kind of your own price problems, because it is, we're all kind of penny pinching, right?
Agreed. Sensible points. Nathan Brooks then asks, after I do the Winter FAQ hopeful show, will I then do a show where Rob is disappointed with the Winter FAQ? Always. But like, that's the point of change, right? Like, the problem is also is like doing predictions before a show. Like, for instance, the year before Daughters of Cain weren't affected by the Winter FAQ. Yeah, we were like, okay, Winter FAQ, Daughters of Cain. It's going to happen. Then they did nothing about it. And everyone was like, fuck. Okay. And then they had a 70% win rate for the next year. So, like, I'm not saying I was right. So, but yeah, I'll also do the disappointment show. Because the disappointment show is arguably sometimes the most fun show. Right? Isn't it? It's just like, but what will I complain about now? Because they've made Eels still as good as they were before. My hope is Eels going up, John.
Yeah. But so I need to stop selling them then. So I'm gonna stop. Hang on, I can't stock them. It's fine, they're out of stock. It's fine.
anyway,
I'm just assuming they are.
They're still fine. All right. John, thanks very much for being on the show.
Thank you for letting me vent and be as grumpy as possible, because I love bringing this positive.
Is everything okay?
Someone got me onto the topic of stock levels, and it annoys me because...
Not my fault, I didn't...
So much...
To talk about that. I was trying to talk about like fucking wanky YouTubers, but you guys wanted to talk about stock levels, and then I managed to make it into like fucking crime, so we're all good. Yeah,
crime and stock levels, everything's out of stock because it's up everyone's bum holes.
Can we also shout out Restream Bot, who's had a tough time in the chat today. Turns up every day, works really hard, and we just need to just love you tons. That's it.
Just switch it off and on again, I think.
Yeah, the show might be fun, but what show is it worth the meta being fucked for a good part of the year? That's a good point. Talking about the disappointment show. right. Yeah.
Have a soundboard for that one.
So you John, if you could name the title of this show, Warhammer Smuggling, An Intimate Guide. That's what I'd like the title of this show to be called.
Five Top Tips.
No, the five top tips for Warhammer Smuggling. Put Marauders in your bum and travel to Australia. Number three will surprise you.
And that's just because it's a paint handle. Woo! It's cold.
Prison pocket purchases. Oh my god, let's do that show. What would be the best models to put on your bomb? Non-spiky, rounded. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening.
They're all spiky now. They've all got spiky bits these days. Even like plate, like Nurgle stuff is all spiky. It's got little horns. You can't put Nurgle in up your butt.
I'm going. It's been a pleasure talking to all of you guys. Thank you very much for joining the Honest Wargamer today. Thank you to I had a sign off. I thought up last night. This is my new reason to live, John, is try and work out a sign off. I still don't have one. I really need to work on one, and I thought of one last night. I'm going to workshop it. If anyone's got any ideas for a good sign off, please let me know. But thanks to everyone else we're on Patreon. You make me live, and literally I couldn't afford to live without you, so thank you so much. Please send me money. Thank you so much. And also thanks to everyone who listens to the podcast. Stay hydrated. And Twitch chat, I bow for thee. Maybe that's what should be sign off. I bow for thee? How's that?
Oh, that's a bit wanky.
Shit. Fuck you, buddies. Have a nice day.